This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 30th. Well, the stock market's still oscillating. It's actually quite sloppy right now, but I want to assure you that everything's going to be fine. We had the conference report come out with consumer confidence, and it declined slightly in November. But the main components, which is the present situations index and the expectations index, they both dipped a bit, but they're still very elevated. And consumers are probably just a little moody because gas prices are up and food prices are up and all that kind of stuff. So, but we might get some relief in that down the road here because, you know, you saw energy prices, at least on crude oil, fall here recently. So that's a good sign. The other big news, of course, is Treasury Secretary Yellen and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell are in front of the Senate today. Now, Yellen's being political. She wants to talk about Build Back Better and all that stuff in the bill. And Jerome Powell's being more matter of fact. But Yellen's actually a significant character because she likes to make a lot of inflation comments. And Yellen is technically senior to Jerome Powell. And of course, she's former Fed chairman, and she's obviously qualified to talk about inflation. So it's going to be interesting because, you know, a lot of people are very hesitant to, you know, do a lot more spending in this inflationary environment. They think it'll just drive inflation up further. A lot of people worried about the budget deficit and all. But between Yellen and Powell, and they'll be speaking as one in concert, they're going to say the same thing on inflation and all. It should help calm the markets down here a bit. So the main thing you should know is we are in the holidays, okay? And the markets oscillate in the holidays. The other thing is this deficit ceiling is technically just a big political game, and they're going to raise it just like they raised it before. And so don't worry about it, okay? Even though, you know, they will be tormenting us with dragging it out and trying to humiliate the other side and politically and all that stuff. But otherwise, the economic recovery continues. We don't have any results of Cyber Monday yet. Obviously, it was overshadowed by the Omicron COVID news. The other thing that's rattling the market is the Moderna chairman basically said a new vaccine's going to have to be built. Okay, now, obviously, he wants more money. I hope he didn't have too much of his old vaccine in stock because he just heard it. But, you know, they can make new vaccines pretty fast nowadays, and because it's just a mutation on the other one. So that caused the market to react, assuming that the old vaccines will be less effective. So that was unfortunate the Moderna guy said that. But again, what happens to vaccines is as they mutate and become more infectious, they also become usually less deadly. And that's how the Spanish flu died out. That's how COVID should eventually die out. COVID will never go away. You know, we're going to have COVID 20, 21. You know, it's going to be it's a seasonal thing. And but looks like it's causing a lot fewer deaths, even though it's unfortunate in Europe and in the Northeast, the hospitalization rate is up. So, but the economy is going to continue. They are not going to be locking down the U.S. economy because it's not popular. They are messing with some of the international flights, which is unfortunate. But I'm very, very comfortable and confident that what we call oasis stocks that dominate their business, kind of keep their head down and continue to post strong sales and earnings will continue to prosper. So, folks, this is a good buying opportunity for a lot of people, but your buying opportunity is going to probably persist to the last week of December, although it might firm up in the middle of the month. There's no hurry, okay? So take your time. You know, if the stock market is down today, it'll be up tomorrow and vice versa. You know, these oscillations are going to continue. So that's my main message to you folks. And don't worry too much. And that's it. And I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. It's Louis Navalier. Take care.